I want to invite you to join me as we journey through Psalm 103 and we look at the value of redemption. Because truly, as children of God, we need to focus on the joy that comes from redemption. And I want us to dig in to what God's Word has to say. I want us to learn to embrace the beauty of our redemption and to never spend a day without responding to God, thanking God for the redemption that He has provided us. Father God, I come to you and I thank you for the opportunity to gather together in your word, Lord. I ask you to clear the distractions, Father. I ask you to speak to each one of us with the message that you have for us, Father. Let us embrace redemption as the gift that you have provided through your Son, Christ Jesus. And I ask this in the precious name of the Lord. Amen. So here's where we begin. Redemption. Being redeemed is about being changed. It's about the first step in changing our lives when we go from living in sin to living in Christ, redemption. And I want to tell you, Angela Thomas Farr in her Redeemed Bible study says, being redeemed is about being changed, and no one can be redeemed in their own strength or by their own actions. Y'all, here's the reality of it. We need to learn to live as redeemed people. Redeemed being changed. Each one of us needs a redeemer. Each one of us needs Christ Jesus in our lives. And without Him, we walk in lostness. We walk in sin. We walk in confusion. But through Christ, through the redemption, through the reality that God bought and paid for us through the death of His Son, Christ Jesus, we are changed. We are redeemed. Psalm 103 is written by David, and he points out character. He points out what our character is when we lack redemption, and he points out what the character of God is once we have been redeemed. And he says in Psalm 103, he begins with, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is in within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, meaning with all of my being, I must bless the Lord. With all that is within me, I will bless God's holy name. For there is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. And as we go through Psalm 103, we see David remind us that we cannot forget the benefits of God. In verse 2, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, again, emphasizing the fact that I must bless the Lord with all that is within me. And he says, and forget not all His benefits. Don't forget the benefits that God provides us through our redemption, through our salvation, how He has changed us and made us new. And I think it's so valuable that I want you to read Psalm 103. I want you to go through it and remember that there's a message from God. He is my redeemer. He is my healer. He is, oh, so much. He abounds in mercy. As a matter of fact, I made a list. I want to share with you the list of what I am. What does Psalm 103 say that I am? And then what does He say that God is? Y'all, here's the reality of who we are when we're not filled with Christ. We are filled with iniquity. We are diseased. We suffer from sin. We are destructive, and how many of us are self-destructive in our relationships and self-destructive in our jobs? And y'all, without Christ, we are self-destructive. We become unsatisfied. We are old, and we find distress in everything that we do. We don't find satisfaction or peace. We are oppressed, meaning we are in bondage and we are treated unfairly. We become a slave to sin without God. We are fragile and we are temporary. We are temporary. But our God is, oh, y'all, hold on to this because this is who God is. God is holy. He is forgiver. He is healer. He is redeemer. He is loving kindness and tender mercy. My God is the satisfier and the renewer of youth. He is righteous and he is just and he makes his ways known. My God is merciful and gracious and he is slow to anger. He abounds in mercy. He is the remover of my transgressions and he pities me, knowing where I am without him, knowing where I am in sin. My God, he knows my frame. He knows the very makeup of me. He pressed the dust together and created me with intentionality and with purpose. He knows my name. God is my everlasting mercy. He is righteous. He is the covenant keeper and he is the ruler of all. Y'all, it is for this purpose that we remember to bless the Lord with all of our soul. For all that is within us, we need to bless his holy name. It is so important to remember that he loves us deeply. He desires a relationship with us. And the amazing thing is that knowing who I am and knowing the greatness of God, he still desires a relationship with me. My life is like a dandelion in the wind. You know, I think about that puffy little dandelion as it's gone to seed. And it's beautiful as its big, white, fluffy bloom is abounding. And yet one moment a strong wind comes along and off it goes. The dandelion is gone. And that is so my life. It's beautiful at one moment and it could be gone the very next. And while the world won't remember me once I'm gone, my God does. My God does, because forever through him, through his mercy and through my redemption, I will spend eternity with my God. His mercy endures forever. Y'all, I just encourage you today to seek the Lord, seek his face, and remember that your satisfaction can only come through him. We are empty in this world. We are shells of human beings without Christ. But when we are in Christ, when we are redeemed, he makes us new. He fills us with himself. And through him, through his generous love and mercy, we can walk in his ways. We can live on this earth with a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify our God. If you don't know him, if you don't have a relationship with him, right now is the time, this very moment of this very day, ask yourself, do I know God? Do I realize that I need God? Do I embrace the fact that God reached down from heaven and he came to this earth for the purpose of redeeming us? I pray that you have an opportunity today to embrace God and the redemption that he has provided you. Embrace that newness of life. Walk in his Holy Spirit and remember that he is always with you.